Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Movies by Austin podcast. I'm Austin. Today's episode, episode one, first episode of the podcast. I'm so stoked. Today, obviously being the start of the year, we're going to talk a little bit about the movies I'm most looking forward to this coming year. These are going to be in these aren't ranked in order of the way that I'm anticipating them most. So the last one you hear isn't going to be my top and or anything like that. These are just the movies I'm excited about. They're going to come in chronological order. We'll talk a couple minutes about each. I've tried to narrow it down as much as I could, but I want to spend some time talking about these, give you guys a chance to maybe take note of a few of them that sound interesting to you. So that way you get a chance to see them if you're interested as well. So the first movie on my list of most anticipated of the year is not a movie that I really expect to be any good, but it comes out this Friday. It's Bad Boys for Life. I unashamedly love the first two Bad Boys movies. I think Bad Boys 2 is maybe in my top 10 or 15 favorite action movies of all time. I think Martin Lawrence and Will Smith have great chemistry together, and I've rewatched a trailer right before recording this, and I think it just looks hilarious. I think there's a lot going in this film. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Michael Bay is not coming back to direct this one, which I never thought I would say this out loud, especially for a movie coming out in January, but not having Michael Bay at the helm of this does worry me just a bit. I'm worried it might lose a little bit of the feel of the first two just a bit, but Jerry Bruckheimer is back producing this one, so maybe they'll be able to hold on to that. But it just looks like a ridiculously fun time at the movies. And every once in a while, that's just what you need. Even if it's going to be completely dumb, every once in a while, it's fun to just have a good time at the movies. The next movie that is coming out that I'm really looking forward to comes out February 21st, and that's Emma. Emma is obviously, it's based on the Jane Austen novel, but the reason I'm excited about this is Anya Taylor-Joy. Anya Taylor-Joy is really coming on as one of the best young actresses in Hollywood. Split was amazing. She was so good in it. She held her own, if not outshined James McAvoy to me, which is really, really hard to do in what might be the most challenging role I've seen James McAvoy take on. So I'm excited to see what she does with this. I'm a sucker for a good romantic comedy, and I'm even more of a sucker for a good Jane Austen story. I think Pride and Prejudice is one of the best stories ever written. And I love the Keira Knightley version of Pride and Prejudice, the film. I think it's amazing. So I'm really looking forward to what they can do with Emma. I do actually wish this movie was coming out a week earlier. I think coming out February 14th would have been a better choice for this. Obviously, Valentine's Day, you're going to make the money with all of the women saying, hey, you need to take me to go see this new Jane Austen movie. But I still think this is going to be a hit, and I think that it has the potential to be really good. Saw the trailer for it. I think it looks funny. I think it looks romantic. I think it just looks like a good time at the movies. Next up is March. There's a few movies in March that I think are going to be really good this year. The first is actually the first week in March. It's March 6th. It's called The Way Back. I just watched the trailer for this after seeing kind of the synopsis for this movie and prepping for this episode. And I didn't actually, until about an hour ago, I didn't know this movie even existed. But after watching the trailer and seeing what this is, I think this movie has potential to be absolutely amazing. Is it going to be Oscar level great? Probably not. Otherwise, it would probably be coming out in October or November. So coming out in March makes me think maybe it won't quite be as good as it could be, but The Way Back is a movie about a high school basketball coach, and I'm a sucker for good sports movies, who is essentially forced to face his addiction issues and work on overcoming those addiction issues to be able to coach his old high school basketball team. And I think, I mean, those kind of movies, to me, they're moving. If they're done right and they're not sappy, they can be really, really powerful. And what makes me less worried about the sappy factor is the fact that this is directed by Gavin O'Connor. For those of you who are more, you know, kind of not really deep into film and don't recognize the name Gavin O'Connor, Gavin O'Connor is really a top-notch, world-class film director. He made the movie people know him for most is Warrior. That's probably the one he's known for the best. Warrior was an amazing film. Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton and Nick Nolte about two brothers who are fighting in an MMA tournament. But really, what makes me excited for The Way Back, considering Warrior as kind of the basis for that, is what Gavin O'Connor did with Warrior is he created a film that wasn't about sports. It was about human emotion and human interaction, and it was set to the backdrop of sports. And he's got Ben Affleck in the lead. Some of you are going to laugh at the fact that I think Ben Affleck is a world-class Oscar-caliber actor when he's on his game. He is starred in some incredible roles, The Town and Argo, and I thought he was amazing as Batman. But Ben Affleck, when he brings it, is one of the best in the world. He's amazing. He's really, really strong. And when he teamed up with Gavin O'Connor a few years ago to make The Accountant, that might have been the best Ben Affleck has ever been in a role. I'm excited to see these two team back up for this movie. 2 weeks after that, March 20th, is A Quiet Place Part 2. I am not a horror fan by any means. I've never been a horror fan. It's just not my thing. But A Quiet Place is one of the few horror films I really, really love. And it's probably because it's not really a horror. It's more a human interaction thriller. It's pulse pounding. It's visceral. It's just so, so good. And this one, there, Emily Blunt is back leading her kids. And John Krasinski is back behind the camera for this one. He's directing this again. He worked so, so well with Emily Blunt the first time. Emily Blunt is an amazing actress. And I think A Quiet Place is one of the best roles she's given. I think she was just amazing in that film. And part of that is because she has a great relationship with John Krasinski. Obviously, they're married and they're great together, obviously making the first one. So I'm very, very excited to see what they do with the second one. The third movie in March that I'm excited for and that I'm really looking forward to is the live-action Mulan. Now, I'm not a big fan of most of the live-action Disney films. I think most of them are kind of essentially cash grabs that weren't done very well. Cinderella's pretty good, but I'm really excited for Mulan. Mulan is a movie that is really screaming for a live-action remake. I think that the scope and the scale of the story of Mulan lends itself to what could be a very, very good film. I think the trailers look really good, and I'm always down to see Donnie Yen in anything, so I'm excited to see what they do with Mulan. Next couple of films are getting into just the big budget, the action, the fun of really summer and pre-summer and the best of what summer can offer. The first is No Time to Die. That comes out April the 10th, and it's the new Bond film. It's Daniel Craig's last run as Bond. I love Bond. I've always loved James Bond since I was a kid. Personally, I always thought Sean Connery was the Bond. Obviously, I grew up with Pierce Brosnan. I was a kid when GoldenEye came out. I used to play the video game. But Sean Connery, Goldfinger, and Dr. No, and all of those were my favorite Bonds growing up. And Daniel Craig, to me, has actually outdone Connery. I think Daniel Craig has made some of the best Bond films. I think Casino Royale might be the best Bond film. In my opinion, Skyfall is really high up there. And I really, really loved Spectre. I thought Spectre was great. And I'm very, very excited for No Time to Die. I think the trailers have looked amazing to this point. Danny Boyle is helming this film. Danny Boyle has made some amazing films. He is a world-class director. For those of you who don't know, he made 127 Hours and Steve Jobs and 28 Days Later and Best Picture winner Slumdog Millionaire. He has been at the helm of some of the best films of the last 20 or so years. And having him at the helm of a Bond film just looks amazing. And to top it all off, having Rami Malek as the villain in a Bond film, coming off his Best Actor Academy Award win for Bohemian Rhapsody, is just great. I think Rami Malek is, I used to say he was criminally underrated as an actor. I don't think you can say that once you've won an Academy Award, but Rami Malek is just so good. And to see him step into a role as a Bond villain, obviously they're in the trailers, they show they're bringing back Christoph Waltz, and he is so good as well. I don't know how big of a role he will play in this movie, but I am just so excited to see what they do with this. The next one is Black Widow. Marvel, obviously, with Avengers Endgame, essentially closed out kind of the chapter of everything that happened. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame, hit the 30-second forward button. But obviously, hit the 30-second forward button right now. I'm about to spoil a big part of Avengers Endgame. Obviously, with the Black Widow death in Avengers Endgame, we know that Scarlett Johansson isn't going to really be moving forward in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Her death seemed pretty final. It doesn't seem like she'll be coming back. But I'm excited for this film to give her a chance to really close out her story as well as the story of the Marvel Cinematic Universe in general. So I'm really excited to see what they do with Black Widow. I think they've brought in some amazing actors as far as the supporting cast goes. David Harbour from Stranger Things is just, he is absolutely incredible. And as well as some others that are in this. I think Florence Pugh is a great young up and coming actress. Rachel Weisz is obviously, again, one of the, she's one of the best in the world when she wants to be. She's just really, really good. So this across the board looks like it's just going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really, really excited to see what they do with this Black Widow story. Next movie on my list comes out May 22nd. That is Fast and Furious 9. This one might cause a few of you to roll your eyes. I get it, but I really love this franchise. I think starting with somewhat the fourth one, but really starting with the fifth one, this movie found its footing, and it has been a ton of fun ever since. It's gotten basically better with each and every one, and when they brought in Charlize Theron for the eighth one, she was really actually a menacing villain. She was fun to watch. She's really just awesome in that role of Cypher. I really love watching her on screen, and she's coming back for this one. Michael Rooker is being brought into the franchise with this movie, as is John Cena. I think there's a lot you can do with those with them as actors. They're really good in the right roles, and so I think this will be a fun movie. Again, like Bad Boys for Life, I have no idea whether or not this movie is going to be any good. I just know that I'm excited to see it because I love this franchise. And then June 5th, 2 weeks later, is Wonder Woman 1984. This one looks like it's going to be really, really good. really the entire team from the first one is coming back. I think Wonder Woman is maybe the best of the newer DC films with the DCEU. I think Patty Jenkins directed the hell out of that movie. Gal Gadot is a great Wonder Woman. She's great in that role. And then bringing back Chris Pine as Steve Trevor. Fast forwarding to 1984 and having him basically the fish out of water, like what you had in the first one with her. I think that's going to be a fun dynamic to watch on screen. I'm interested to see how they bring Steve Trevor back and whether there's ramifications from that and what might kind of come because of that. Pedro Pascal, who was just awesome in The Mandalorian this year, or this past year, I guess, technically, is going to be one of the villains in this movie, and Kristen Wiig as the cheetah. Kristen Wiig is a lot of fun on screen every time she's there, so I'm really excited to see this. Obviously, Patty Jenkins is coming back for this movie, so it'll be. I think this one has the potential to be really, really, really good, so I'm excited to see what they do with that one. Next up is the week I am most excited about. That is June 26th. If you asked me to actually organize these based on how excited I am for these upcoming movies, June 26th would have two movies that might end up ranking one and two. More likely two and three. We'll talk about the one I'm more excited about than these two coming up, but June 26th gives us two movies that I am just absolutely stoked for. The first is In the Heights. For those of you who don't know, In the Heights is a Broadway musical. It is written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who might be the most talented human on planet Earth. It is a story set in Washington Heights. The musical is absolutely amazing, and it's being translated to screen. It stars Anthony Ramos in the lead role, Corey Hawkins from Straight Outta Compton is in this, Jimmy Smits is in this, Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is in this. This movie just looks absolutely awesome. I love this musical, which is probably part of the reason why I'm more excited about this than other people. It's being directed by John M. Chu, which if John M. Chu had only directed Crazy Rich Asians, I would say that's totally awesome. That movie is great, but he has also made some movies that are not so great. Step Up 2, The Streets, not so great. Now You See Me 2, not so great. G.I. Joe Retaliation, not so great. Gem and the Holograms was also not great, but Crazy Rich Asians was really, really good. So I'm excited. I think he could do a lot with this movie. And it's a great story. The music is incredible. If you haven't yet seen the trailer, I highly recommend you check it out. But the next one is the movie that is fighting for my most anticipated of the year, and that is Top Gun Maverick. Now, Top Gun is one of my 10 favorite movies of all time. I love Top Gun. I think it's just so much fun. I grew up on Top Gun. We had a VCR copy or a VHS copy of Top Gun that we had taped off of the TV, and I probably wore that thing out as a kid watching Top Gun. I just think that movie is so much fun, and the trailer for the new one looks absolutely great. And I'm excited to see what they do with this story. Obviously, Tom Cruise coming back as Pete Maverick Mitchell. Jennifer Connelly is coming in a role that we don't really know who she is. I don't know if she's supposed to be playing the love interest from the first one, and they just didn't bring back the original actress, or if this is a brand new love interest. Val Kilmer is supposed to be coming back as Iceman. But the things that I'm most excited for as far as the new things, one, I love Jon Hamm. I am, like Jon Hamm, a St. Louisan, so I have a soft spot in my heart for St. Louis actors like Jon Hamm, Jenna Fisher, and Sterling K. Brown, and others. But more importantly, Jon Hamm is just amazing in everything, starting in Mad Men, And just going on from there now and all the film roles he's done. Tag was one of my favorite movies a couple years ago. I thought he was absolutely great in that. He was hilarious. He can do funny. He can do drama. He can do everything. So I'm excited to see that. But the thing that I'm most excited about is Miles Teller's role. Miles Teller is playing the son of Goose from the first movie. Top Gun's been around 30 years, so if I'm spoiling this for you, I don't care. Goose obviously dies in Top Gun. It's one of the saddest moments for me in film history. I think it's just heartbreaking, Goose's death. And so I want to see kind of that dynamic and whether or not, obviously, I'm assuming, you know, Miles Teller's character was really, really young. They actually have Goose's son show up in Top Gun. He's, you know, 1 or 2 years old. He's really, really young, maybe 2 or 3. And so to see that dynamic, does he blame Maverick for Goose's death? Does he, what's that dynamic going to be like with him as a fighter pilot kind of taking, you know, kind of taking on that mantle from his father and being at Miramar and Tom Cruise Maverick being his instructor? I really want to see where they go with that. I think that's a very interesting a plot point that they can go with. And the guy who's directing this film hasn't directed a lot. He's a newer director. He made Tron Legacy a few years ago, which I thought was okay. But he made Oblivion. He worked with Tom Cruise on Oblivion. So they know each other really well. But more importantly, the movie that he directed a couple years ago, Only the Brave. If you have not seen that movie, you need to see Only the Brave. It's not one that I will ever watch a second time because it is heart-wrenching. It is harrowing. It is, but it is absolutely amazing. Check out that movie if you get a chance, if you haven't seen it yet. It is really, really good. So I'm excited to see what he can do when given a little bit of a bigger budget and working with Tom Cruise. Obviously, as you know, Tom Cruise is a producer on all of his own movies. So they all have a very similar feel, but I'm really excited to see what they do with this one and moving on with that Top Gun story and coming back for Tom, the role that really turned him into Tom Cruise. So we'll see what they're able to do with that one. Next up is the movie that is probably my most anticipated film of the year. And this comes out July 17th. It's called Tenet. For those of you who don't know, this is a new movie written and directed by Christopher Nolan. It's an action epic. It looks like in the vein of Inception. So going back to that kind of that action movie, you know, since Interstellar and Dunkirk and getting back to that. It looks just absolutely mind-bending. I'm not really even sure what this is totally about. The trailer looks awesome. It has to do with some sort of time manipulation, but it stars John David Washington. For those of you who don't know, John David Washington is the son of Denzel Washington. He was the star of Black Klansman, as well as HBO's Ballers, and he is a great actor in his own right, making a name for himself, probably separate even from his father, just absolutely great. And it's also starring, the cast list on this is insane. Robert Pattinson, who I'm sure a lot of you casual film fans only really know as, you know, the sparkly vampire from Twilight. But Robert Pattinson has turned himself into just a powerhouse of a performer, an absolutely great actor. Whether it's The Rover or Good Time or even Remember Me, he has really just absolutely made himself into a great, great actor. I'm excited to see him in this. I'm excited also to see him as Batman coming up in a year or two as well. Elizabeth Debicki is in this movie. Aaron Taylor Johnson is in this movie. Clemence Poncet, which I'm sure I butchered how to pronounce that, as well as Michael Caine, obviously being a Nolan film, Michael Caine is going to be in this movie. But the one that I'm really excited about is Kenneth Branagh. Kenneth Branagh is a just great actor who does not get enough really love in what he can do. He's also a great director. So he's really a director's actor. He does very, very well in everything that he does. He's a Shakespearean type level actor. For those of you who don't really know who Kenneth Branagh is by name, Kenneth Branagh is Gilderoy Lockhart from Harry Potter. But he's coming into this film, presumably based on what I've been able to see as the villain. And seeing him in a villain role is going to be a lot of fun. I think he has the chance to just be absolutely awesome in what he does. The next film on my list that I'm really excited about is August 21st. It's Bill and Ted Face the Music. This is another one that I'm not really sure if this film is going to be any good, but it's always, I'm kind of liking some of these actors going back to these roles that sort of made them famous and just kind of bringing them back for one more. One that's not going to be on my list as far as most anticipated this year that's happening that's similar to that is Eddie Murphy doing Coming to America 2. I'm not a huge fan of the first Coming to America. I think it's funny. I don't think it's quite as good as some of his other films like 48 Hours or Beverly Hills Cop. So I'm not quite as excited about this. But Bill and Ted, I love Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I think Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey is hilarious. And to see him and Alex, see Keanu and Alex Winter come back to this is great. We are smack dab in the middle of the Keanu-essence. He has just been just crushing it lately with some of the things he's been able to do. Obviously, he was in a Netflix movie kind of playing himself called Always Be My Maybe. He played a little small, essentially a cameo role in that, and it was just hilarious. So he still has those comedy chops when he needs to. But then obviously with the John Wick franchise and some other things, he's also coming back to The Matrix. Very interested to see what he does with this movie as well. Next up is actually the week following Bill and Ted, and that's August 28th. It's The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. The Hitman's Bodyguard was a movie that critics were not fans of. I think it was a sub 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I absolutely loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds together were hilarious. And what stole that movie for me was Salma Hayek as Samuel L. Jackson's wife. And so they're really centering, it seems like, this film around Salma Hayek's character more. Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds are coming back for this movie. Morgan Freeman will be in this movie as well. The first one was, in my opinion, just really, really funny. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was a lot of fun. The action was great. I'm excited to see what they do with the second one. I know very little about it besides that, but I think it just looks a lot of fun, and I'm ready to see what they do with it and where they go with that story. The next one is a movie that actually got pushed from February all the way back to September, and that's The King's Man. I think Matthew Vaughn is coming back to direct this, and this is essentially a prequel to the Kingsman: The Secret Service franchise, starring Taron Egerton. And it's set back at the start of the Kingsman service, and really talks about the creation of the Kingsman service. It stars Ralph Fiennes, Gemma Arterton is in this movie, Matthew Good is in this movie, Aaron Taylor Johnson is in this movie, and it looks like a lot of fun. The trailer is great, and Matthew Vaughn has said that this is going to be really different and it kind of a different feel, so I'm really excited to see what they do with this movie and what this ends up looking like when all is said and done. I think it has potential again to be just a lot of fun as a film. Next up is The Many Saints of Newark. This movie comes out September 25th. It's a prequel to The Sopranos, and it's written by David Chase, who was the showrunner and primary writer for The Sopranos. Alan Taylor, who directed a number of The Sopranos episodes, is back to direct this. And a lot of the cast is very different. I don't think any of the cast of The Sopranos is actually in this movie. But Vera Farmiga is in this movie. John Bernthal is in this movie. And they have James Gandolfini's son coming in to play a young Tony Soprano. So I think this has the potential to be really good. if it's done right. So we'll see what they end up doing with it. I'm tentative about it, but I am very intrigued by it and really looking forward to seeing what this looks like once a trailer hits. The next one is a kind of like some of the other ones, really a guilty pleasure, and that's Godzilla vs. Kong. This movie comes out November 20th. I really enjoyed the first Godzilla movie, or I guess the Godzilla movie from a few years ago, not the first Godzilla movie, but the one a few years ago, the newer one that had Bryan Cranston and Aaron Taylor Johnson. I thought it was good. I enjoyed a lot Kong Skull Island. And then I just absolutely loved Godzilla King of Monsters. I thought that movie was just a ton of fun. There's times where it's a little messy, but overall it was a really, really fun film. And I'm really excited to see what they do with this. The Kong that they gave us in Kong Skull Island was maybe the biggest King Kong ever. So he really is a King Kong that can really go toe-to-toe with Godzilla. And I'm excited to see what ends up happening with that and what they do to kind of really make that a thing. I think it could be very, very good. Next up, and we're getting to the end of the year, just a couple more movies. Both of these last two movies are both being released December 18th. The first is Dune. I have actually never read Dune, but I'm excited for this for two reasons. One is Denis Villeneuve. Like Christopher Nolan, Denis Villeneuve to me has never made a bad movie. In fact, every one of his movies has been very, very good, including Blade Runner 2049, which the year it came out was my favorite movie of the year, despite Blade Runner being one of my favorite sci-fi movies. I was really nervous about that when it came out, saw it. Denis Villeneuve crushed it. But some of the other films he's made, Prisoners, Enemy, Sicario, have all been very, very good. Arrival was one of my favorite movies of the year it came out. So I'm excited to see what he can do with this and the cast that he has put together for this film. Timothy Chalamet, Rebecca Ferguson, Oscar Isaac, Dave Bautista, Josh Brolin, Javier Bardem. Is just an all-star, A-list, top-notch cast. With some fantastic actors. So I'm excited to see what they will do with this. And the last one is West Side Story. Comes out the same week as Dune, December 18th. It looks like Steven Spielberg is heavily involved. I think he may even be directing this adaptation of the famous musical that is based on one of the greatest plays of all time. For those of you who don't know, West Side Story is a movie that is, it is directed by Steven Spielberg, but it's based on Romeo and Juliet. It's one of the most famous musicals of all time. But the thing I'm most excited about is it stars Ansel Elgort. Ansel Elgort is absolutely incredible. He'll be playing Tony in this movie. And he, for those of you who don't know, he has some serious pipes, great, great singer. So I'm excited to see him in a musical. But overall, I think that this has the potential to be really, really good. So I'm excited to see what Spielberg brings to this movie, and just be able to really create something that's going to be a good family film for Christmas time. Well, that's it. Those are my movies I'm most looking forward to this year. I'm interested to hear what you guys think as well. So leave, like, subscribe to the podcast. If you're interested in interacting with me outside of the podcast, hit me up on Facebook, Austin at Austin Najjar. And I'm happy to answer any questions you guys have regarding films, talk about what you guys are looking forward to. I want this podcast to be for you guys. So if you have something you want me to talk about, bring it up, let me know, shoot me a message, and we'll make sure that I cover it. And so until next time, make sure you get to the movies and enjoy it.